Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And this is Adam.
And we're here bringing you a Chatterbox podcast at tulips.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com. Make sure you go to the website, because there you can find a lip service for each episode. And in the lip service, you can find detailed explanation, a complete transcript, and even a quiz. So today we're going to do a Chatterbox podcast, and that's where we just chat. We talk about different subjects, we invite special guests, and it's just to meet new people and to talk about interesting things. So today we have Adam here with us. And Adam is actually an old roommate of Robin's.
That's right.
So how was Robin as a roommate?
I tell you, Robin, he's a very interesting person, but he was a great roommate.
Is he messy? You can't answer that?
No comment.
No comment. Okay. Okay. So now, Adam, you're here visiting Canada for just 2 weeks because you live in Japan right now.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're originally from Ottawa.
Yes.
And you're living in Japan.
That's correct.
Okay. Where in Japan are you living?
I live in beautiful Kobe.
Where exactly is that?
Kobe, it's not too far from Osaka. Where I'm staying, I can catch a train to Osaka, and it only takes 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. What are you doing in Japan?
I'm teaching English at a senior high school. I'm there with the JET program, if you've heard of it.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of it before. You teach English. Okay, but this isn't your first time overseas.
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah.
It's actually not my first time in Japan either.
Oh.
I went there way back in November 2006, just for a couple of days to get a visa so I can teach English in Korea.
Okay, so you taught English in Korea.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. How long were you there for?
1 year.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
Okay. And so you've been in Japan now for 8 months?
Yes, 8 months.
Okay, and you just signed another contract.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to be there until, you were saying, July next year?
Yeah, July 2011.
Oh, that's fun. So you really like it then?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Why did you pick Japan this time?
Well, I've always been interested in Japan. Ever since I was very young, I've studied martial arts, and I've had Japanese martial art instructors, and I used to love the Ninja Turtles.
And
it's just sort of planted a seed in my mind, and I've always been interested in Japan. And I also just wanted a change. I was living in Montreal for about a year and a bit before I went to Japan, and I was ready for a change.
Are you doing martial arts now in Japan?
Yeah, I was. I injured my elbow while doing martial arts, so I'm taking some time off now. But before that, I was studying martial arts in Japan. Yes.
Okay, what kind of martial arts were you studying?
Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu, okay. Yeah. Oh, very exciting.
It's fun.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So now, Adam, I heard something interesting about you.
What did you hear, Harp?
I heard that you're allergic to fish.
Yes, I'm allergic to fish.
So you can't eat sushi.
Unfortunately, no.
That's too bad. You can't eat sushi there.
Mm.
What kind of food do you like there? What do you eat?
I like soba, and I like teriyaki, yakitori. Yakitori is like the barbecued chicken on sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though I can't eat fish, there are a lot of options. It's not a big problem.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good. There's lots of other good food that you can eat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, Adam, when you're in Japan, what do you miss about Canada?
I definitely miss my family and friends, but I also miss my favorite restaurant.
What is your favorite restaurant?
It's actually called Shish Taouk.
Okay.
It's a Lebanese restaurant, and it's just about a 30-second walk from where I used to live in Montreal. I used to go there every day, and order shish tauks and shawarmas. And I can't do that in Japan, and I really miss it.
So have you eaten a lot of shish tauks since you've been back?
Actually, yes. I got to Montreal yesterday, and I had shish tauk for dinner. And then I had shish tauk again for breakfast today.
You had it for breakfast?
Yes. It was great.
That's love. Yeah. That's love for food.
Yeah. And I plan to go back again and have it for dinner before I leave.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so how long are you in Canada before you go back?
I'm here for another 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to go spend some time with your family in Ottawa?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, going back to teaching English... Mm-hmm. Can you give us some tips for our listeners out there who are learning English?
Okay. Yeah. The biggest tip I think you should consider is to not be afraid of making mistakes. Because if you are hesitant or afraid of speaking because you don't want to make mistakes, your speaking ability will never improve. Or it may improve, but just a little bit. You have to... be confident. You have to not be afraid of making mistakes, and you just need to practice speaking. Where I teach, a lot of students are very shy. They're very worried about the opinion of others, and so they don't speak. Okay? They'd rather have somebody else speak for them. And it's unfortunate because these students will never become good speakers. Whereas the students who are more outgoing, less shy, more social. Although they may not study as hard, they're definitely better speakers. So in order to become a better speaker, you need to practice. And in order to practice properly, you have to not be afraid of making mistakes.
Okay, so just do it. Just try, just speak.
Just do it. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm learning Japanese and I make mistakes all the time.
Yeah, do you speak quite a bit right now, or
not really? but I'm studying a bit.
Okay.
Every day.
Okay. Yeah. Do you take classes or?
No, I study on my own, and sometimes I practice speaking with Japanese friends, or sometimes I have language exchanges with Japanese people I know who want to practice speaking English. So it's good in that sense. It's free, and I can help somebody with their English while they help me with my Japanese.
Yeah, language exchanges are great. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you done any traveling around Japan right now? Or are you going to go do some more when you get back?
Yeah, I've done a bit. I've been around to a few cities, Hiroshima, Okinawa, Kyoto, Nara. Of course, Osaka, because I'm very close to Osaka. But I haven't been up north so much. I'd like to do that.
Okay, so maybe you're going to do that when you go back?
Yeah, once the weather warms up, I'll go up north. Yeah.
Is it cold there?
It's not that cold. Canada is much colder than where I'm staying in Japan, but I'm a bit of a wimp. Yeah, I don't like the cold weather. I complain about it all the time.
Yeah, you fit with the Culips then. We're always complaining about the cold weather. Okay, so that's about it for us today. Thank you so much, Adam, for coming in and joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
Okay, and remember, everyone out there, check out our website. That's Culips, CULIPS.com. And this has been Harp.
This has been Adam.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.